Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Beis. We're going to start a little bit earlier, Daf Chav Aleph from the Beis, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Al Shnei Chadashim Mechalim Es HaShabbos Al Nisan Val Tishrei. The Sugi is discussing the inyan that when Edom see the moon, they're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to go to Bezdin to be made that they saw the moon. And the Gemara learns it out from a Pasuk. The Gemara says, Banner Abanan, Minayin Shal Mechal Amalei Mesa Shabbos, Tamaloy Me'elu Mayadei Hashem, Meshatikru Oysam B'mayadam. B'mayadam means that Filu B'Shabbos is a din that you have to call the Rosh Chodesh, even B'mayadam, even B'Shabbos. In other words, that even the shluchim that are coming to tell the people about the Rosh Chodesh, who's also allowed to travel on Shabbos, today that everyone should know about the Rosh Chodesh, to know when to keep Yom Tovim. You can only be mechal to be kavei of the Rosh Chodesh, to make the kri of Rosh Chodesh. But for the kiyum of Rosh Chodesh, there's no din to mechal Shabbos. So this is the sugya. The din of being Mechal Shabbos in order to be made. Pnei Yeshua tells us, Namal we have halacha, Eina say doichel oisa say sheyesh bekaris. Namal, that say of Kiddush HaChodesh wouldn't be able to be doichel Shabbos, doichel oisa say sheyesh bekaris. And here we have an exception to the rule. Why don't we learn out from here that a say could be doichel oisa say sheyesh bekaris? But Pnei Yeshua says, Yamasi, you find other essays that are Deicha Shabbos, you find that Mila is Deicha Shabbos, you find the Korban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, you find the Korban Tamid is Deicha Shabbos. The Gemara in Yevamos, Tafayim and Beis, wants to know, why don't you learn out from there that essay is Deicha Leisus Sheish Bekaris? And the Gemara says, because these are different, they're essays of Lefnei Adibur. Mila was there before Matan Torah, Korban Pesach was there before Matan Torah, Korban Tamid was there before Matan Torah. The mitzvahs that are before Matan Torah are more chomer, they could be doicha leisa say sheish bekaris. So Kiddush HaChodesh also, it's before Matan Torah, it's lefnei adibur, could be doicha Shabbos, it could be doicha leisa say sheish bekaris. That's time into Pnei Yeshua. And the Pnei Yeshua is also bothered that we always find by other mitzvahs, by Mila, by Pesach, that machshirim are not doicha Shabbos. We find in Perek of Blessed the Mila by Mila, we find in the sixth Perek of Pesach by Pesach, that machshirim, only the gufa mitzvah is deicha Shabbos, but the machshirim, the things you need for the mitzvah, that's not deicha Shabbos. So here, the gutz, the gufa mitzvah, bezimim mekadesh lechaydish, ashetikru oisam. The edim coming, that's machshirim. So how could the machshirim be deicha Shabbos? He says, v'yesh liyashiv. Parshib shad is, because the etzim gufa mitzvah, there's no chilul Shabbos. So the pasuk is telling you, achidish ashetikru oisam mayadam, that there's a din that you're allowed to be over on Shabbos kedei to have a kriyas Rosh Chodesh. Avad, that would only be for machshirim, because for the gufa mitzvah, you would need it. In the Shekel HaKodesh, Reb Chaim Knievsky says a little bit weiter, he says that you find, even by the other mitzvahs, that machshirim, that are shalasus b'idyayim, the machshirim, which you're never able to do b'idyayim, they have the din of the gufa mitzvah, that they have Shabbos. That's the lashon of the Mishnah in Shabbos and Nimsachim, Klalim Mekiva, Kol She'evshel Asayisim B'idyayim is not Deicha Shabbos. So even if in this particular situation, it was Yevshel Asayisai, L'mashal, you had a knife of Mila and it broke. So now, you prepared a knife, but it broke, you were Einis. Doesn't matter, because Be'etzim, having a knife, you could do me B'idyayim. But if something Be'etzim, you can't do me B'idyayim, L'mashal, the things you have to do Mishum Sakana for Mila, which you can't prepare me by Yom. Or for Pesach, the Michli Kravov, the things that you can't do me by Yom, even if they're not the Gufa Mitzvah, they aren't Deicha Shabbos. Dr. B'chaim Kinevsky, by Kiddush HaChodesh, there's no way to prepare. It's never possible to prepare anything by Yom. How do you know when you're going to see the Levana, when and where? The whole Inyan of Machshirim is by definition the Yevshim by Yom. So Mela could be, wouldn't have a din of Machshirim. That's his teretz. Al kaponim, that's the din that Edom allowed to come on Shabbos to be mekadesh to be mekadesh the chodesh. So the Mishnah says that the only 2 months you mechalas a Shabbos on Nisan al Tishrei, but when the Beis Hamikdash was kayim, then you mechalam afal kulam ne'takanas ha'korban. That's stated in the Mishnah. Chiluk Nisan and Tishrei Bisman the Churban, they're the only ones that are negeya. They're the only ones that when it's Rish Chodesh is negeya to Din Deraisa. If Rish Chodesh will be on Shabbos, so Kuntes Yantif will be on Shabbos. And if Rish Chodesh will be on Sunday, Yantif will be on Sunday. So it's negeya to another halacha, a Din Deraisa that's going to be affected by the Edom coming. Shenke and all the other months, there'll be no Din Deraisa that's affected. Because there's no other Yom Tovim except for Shuas, but Shuas, like we said earlier, Shuas is not totally on the Kiddush HaChodesh of Sivan. Shuas is totally on the Kiddush HaChodesh of Nisan. Shuas is 50 days after Pesach. It doesn't matter when Rish Chodesh Iyar or Rish Chodesh Sivan is. So there's no other month, there's no other date that's Negeya. Tisha B'av Chanukah and Purim or Derabbanan. So mainly only Michal when it's going to come out in Afkamina. Hashem came when the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim. There's an Afkamina, the carbon. Rish Chodesh, you bring a carbon. If today's Rish Chodesh, you bring the carbon today. If tomorrow's Rish Chodesh, you bring carbon tomorrow. It's Negeya for the carbon. Rashi says that Midereisa Be'em Mesik Michal on all of them, because that's the Pasuk. The Pasuk is Eilam Ma'idash Mechzav Ma'adam. The Pasuk doesn't say Nisan and Tishrei. And you can't say the Pasuk means Nisan and Tishrei where there's Ma'adam, because then what's the Pshatik and Michal on Kulam because of the carbon? Elamai, the Pasuk's talking about all Rosh Chodeshim. Like Taisa says, Rosh Chodesh is called a Mayit. So you mechal for all of them, Midereisa. Now, Miderabbanan, they only allow you to mechal when it comes out in Afkamina la'alacha. Bisman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, all the months have an Afkamina la'alacha, the Tekanis HaKarb and the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. But Bisman Shabbos HaMikdash, there's no Deraisa that can Afkamina except by Nisan and Tishrei. This is Rashi and Taisus, the Ridvan, the Rash, but these are the Rishayim's Mahalach in the Sugya. Now the Ran has a different Mahalach. The Ran holds that Midereisah is a chilek between Nisan and Tishrei and between Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim and Nat. The Ran has three kashas. One kash he asks is, why would the Rabbanim be geyser not to be Mechal Shabbos? What's the Takana? What's the Siyag? Why not? Mislam, you're going to have to say according to the Rishayim. That the Rabbanan held, they would come out of Zilzal for Shabbos if people are being Mechal Shabbos when there's no Nafkamina la'alacha b'chlal, even though it's an Nafkamina when they're going to make Rish Chodesh. But if there's no Nafkamina comes out from that, they'll become out of Zilzal in Shabbos. But the Ran is bothered, if Midereisa, which day of Rish Chodesh is important enough to be Mechal Shabbos for, what's the Pshat? The Rabbanan said no. He's also bothered by another Kasha, that it says, "Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim Yom Mechal Kul Netakanas HaKarban." Mechayir, the Takana was made, like the Gemara says, by Rabbi Yechonim Ben Zakkai after the Churban Abayis. It says, "Bishoyne Mechal Nafal Kul." And the Gemara brings the Brisa. "Bishachayir Shabbos HaMikdash Amar Rabbi Yechonim Ben Zakkai V'chiyesh Karban." Is there a Karban? What after Mechal for? Hiskinu Shleim Mechal Malanisim Al Tishrei Bavatz, and it made a Takana the only Mechal Anisim and Tishrei alone. Before Bechem and Zaka made the Takana, they were Mechal Stam because the Torah said to be Mechal. Nothing to do with the carbon. So what's the Pshat in the Mishnah of Mechal Akume Takanas HaKarbon? Typically, they didn't make any Takana. Yep, so this also the Chayr is not so shver. Because the Pshat's like this. The Rabbanim would have made a Takana not to be Mechal because it's not Negeya. But it was Negeya. It was Negeya the carbon. So male, the Mechal Afal carbon. When it came the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai said, now it's not Negei anymore, V'chiyesh Karban, so now let's make the Takana not to be Mechal. And was also bothered, Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai's Lashon, V'chiyesh Karban, Kilu, why are we being Mechal? Well, there's no Takana yet. It's not me to say the same Teretz. Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai was saying that Be'etzim is Roy to make a Takana if it's not Negei. The bottom, that's a Teretz for the Rishayim, but the Ram wants to say it's a Deraisa de Gechilik. That Rabbi Yechonim Ben Zakkai was mechadish at the pshat in the pasuk that allowed a chilul Shabbos. The pshat in the pasuk is when it comes out in Afkamina and Negeya to another din deraisa. Then the Torah allowed a chilul Shabbos. Of a stam to make Rish Chodesh this day or that day when it's not Negeya to anything else, the Torah wouldn't allow a chilul Shabbos. And he says, "Eskinu is a pshat dorish v'hiskin." It's a deraisa dekadin. The Gemara says it also legabe in one pshat legabe the Omer. Eskinu can mean dorish v'hiskin. He was mechanish them and din deraisa. He asked him, "V'chiyesh carbon? If there's no carbon, it's not shayach im shmechal Shabbos. It's not shayach the Torah allowed a chil Shabbos if there's not negeya din deraisa." Good. Al kaponim, Rashi, Taisus, Ridvan, the Rashi, they all hold that midaraisa you can mechal even if it's not negeya. If it's not negeya to another din, it's just negeya to when Rish Chodesh is. And midrabbanan, they had to be negeah. So bezman de beis hamikdash is negeah all the months because of the karban musaf. Bezman shechar beis hamikdash only again nisan and tishrei when yom tov is going to come out. And the Ran holds as the chiluk is of the raisa deka chiluk. Now the Mishnah says another nekuda. The Mishnah says that al nisan al tishrei shebehen shluchin yisim l'suriyah. That nisan and tishrei are different than the other months because the shluchim go out to Suriyah nisan and tishrei. The Gemara says, what do you mean the shluchim go out on Nisan and Tishrei? It says in 6 months the shluchim go out. They don't only go out on Nisan and Tishrei, they go out Av and El and Kislev and Adar. They go out 6 months. So the Gemara says to the Chilik, Nisan and Tishrei, they have to hear Bezin say Mekudesh. And the other months, they don't have to hear Bezin say Mekudesh, they go out without hearing the Bezin say Mekudesh. That's what it means. They go out the night before. So there's emes in this two oifanim. There's when shluchim go out on the 30th day to tell you that the month is chasin, and when the shluchim go out on the 31st day to tell you that the month is mali. So the shluchim going out the 30th day, we could understand very good the chilik between Nisan and Tishrei and other months. Let's say it's already the night of the 30th day, and two eidim come and they saw the moon. And we know clearly the Edom saw the moon. Maybe it was even nearer Baal. A lot of people saw the moon. And Bezdin says, okay, please come back tomorrow. We want to listen to your Edus. We want to be Mekadosh L'Chaydosh. So by other months, the Shluchim could already go. Because since they know there are Edom, and they know that Bezdin's planning to be Mekamah the Edom, they could assume that Avan that's going to work out and there's going to be, and it's going to be Resh Chaydosh. So they could go already that night. Mashenki, Nisan, and Tishrei. If there's a mistake, so people are going to keep Yom Kippur and Sukkot or Pesach the wrong day. So it'll come out a big michshol. So they were said, no, you have to wait till they say Mekudesh. Even though Minastam, if they ate the Mehir, the moon was visible, Mistam and I'll make it Mekudesh. But you don't know 100% for sure. Maybe the Edom won't work out. Maybe the Bezin won't want to make it Mekudesh. But you have to wait until it's a Vada, until they say it's Mekudesh. It's very muzbin and Gemara for the 30th day. Why Nisan and Tishrei have to wait till it says Mekudesh? That's negeya to a deraisa. It's negeya to when Pesach, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot is. So Mel, they have to be 100% sure. But fregin the Rishonim, let's say the month is a month that's Mali. In other words, the 30th day passed and no Edom came. So now already by night, they've had to know that Bezin's going to make it Uber. They can make a chaser. It's too late. It's already after the 30th day. There's nothing we could do. So now you know with the Vaday that Bezin's going to make it Mu'ubir. So why do you have to wait till Bezin says Mekudesh? All then they should go out Mi'be'erev already. So Taisus says it's Exera 31st day after the 30th day. If they're going to go out the 31st day, Mibarev, so maybe they'll go out the 30th day, Mibarev. So you make Exeir the 31st day out to the 30th day. That's a pshat. Really, the 30th day is where the real chilek is. Because you can't know 100% for sure be Mekudesh. So by Nisan v'Tishrei, they have to wait till they're 100% sure because it's Negeya when Yom Tov will be. Mashenk in the other months, it's not as Negeya, they could assume that Vadad Bezin is going to call it Mekudesh. And that's the chilek. But on the 31st day, the pshat is, it's a gzeir the 31st day after the 30th day. The Baal HaMor holds no. The Baal HaMor holds the halachas tak only by the 30th day. Only by the 30th day, we're there by Nisan and Tishrei, you don't know for sure. Then you have to wait till Bezin says Mekudesh, you'll know for sure. But for the 31st day, you'll know 100% for sure when it passes 30 days that Avada Rosh Chodesh is going to be tomorrow, you can go on be Be'erev and all of that. Now it comes in Nafkimina also in pshat. The Rishonim Shtelzach, what does it have to do? What is the Behem Shluchin Yaitzim have to do with Mechal and Shabbos? The Chari the Chilik is that Nisan and Tishrei and Mechal and Shabbos, because it's Negei to a Din Derais, it's Negei to when Yom Tov is going to be. That's what the Mishnah says, Shabbos Masakin and Samayadais. Mashiach in the other months is not Negei when the month is going to be. But and when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, it is Negei, it's Negei Rish Kaidish for the Karbon Rish Kaidish. But what does the Shluchim Yaitzim have to do with it? So Rashi says pshat, Rashi and Taisa's pshat is that it's an extra tam, even though this can't be the whole tam. But it's an extra tam. The Seis Tezai. By Nisan and Tishrei, It's negay when the shluchim come out. If they're not mechal shamis, the shluchim will have to wait longer and end up going out later and end up not reaching as far as they could reach. Right. When the 30th day is Shabbos, so by the other months, either way, if the Edom come today on Shabbos and they say the month is chaser and bezin's kavei the chaydish on the 30th day, or if the Edom don't come today and bezin's kavei the chaydish on the 31st day on Sunday, either way, the shluchim are going out at the same time. They're going out mitzvah Shabbos, period. So it doesn't make a difference. It's not going to help anything if the shluchim come on Shabbos, if the Edom, I mean, come on Shabbos, because the shluchim will go at the same time either way. Nisan and Tishu, they have to hear that it's Mekudesh, so Macha Cheshbon. If they're Mechal Shabbos and they come, and Bezin's Kevei the month, the 30th day, so then the shluchim will go on Mitzvah Shabbos. Mashenkin, if they don't Mechal Shabbos and they come the next day, and the Chodesh is Me'uber, so then Bezin's going to Mekadesh the Chodesh on Sunday, and they have to wait till it says Mekudesh. So they're going to have to wait till Sunday, till Bezin's is Mekadesh on Sunday. So they're going to be missing that night, the Mitzvah Shabbos. So they'll end up not traveling as far. Not as many people will know about when Rish Chodesh is. So even though, like Taisus points out, that's not a good enough reason that the Eidim can be Mechal Shabbos, because even the Shluchim can't be Mechal Shabbos. There's no din to Mechal Shabbos today that people should know when the month is, that more people should know. There's no din, like the Brayser says, Al Kiyoset the Mechal, Vit the Mechal Al Kiyuman. It's a sad. It's a sniff. L'maisi, you do gain that. You do gain by Nisan and Tishrei that the shluchim are going to go out earlier. So Mela, it's called a sniff. That's what Rashi says. According to the Baal Amar, it's not negeya, because the Baal Amar says that if it's going to be the 31st day, they're allowed to go out mi be'erif. So according to the Baal Amar, being Mechal Shabbos is not going to make it quicker by Nisan and Tishrei either, because they're not going out on Shabbos anyway. And it's only a shaila going out Mitzvah Shabbos. So if whether they're Mechal Shabbos and they're kaveid the 30th day, or they're not Mechal Shabbos and Bezin's kaveid the 31st day, either way, the shluchim are going to go out on Mitzvah Shabbos. So that can't be the tam. So the Baal Amor learns up in the Gemara that Shebehem Shluchim Yaitzin is Bechal not a tam. It has nothing to do with the fact that Mechal Shabbos. It's just listing off the milas of Nisan and Tishrei. The Nisan and Tishrei have a mila that you're Mechal Shabbos. Nisan v'tishrei have a milah shebein shluchim yaitzin l'masuyah, meaning the shluchim have to wait till they say mekudesh, and that's only on the 30th day, like the Baal Amar. U'behem besach nisamayah, that's a third milah. But it's not that the shebein shluchim yaitzin l'masuyah has anything to do with the time of Mechal Shabbos. That's the Baal Amar's pshat. Like we said, the Baal Amar is muchach l'shitasa to learn the way, because the Baal Amar holds that anyway, the 31st day they could go out mi'be'erev. Fine, this is the sugya. Now, I want to say over one geshmak ashtigl from the Minchas Chinuch, how he wants to learn up the sugi lefi the Rambam. We had mentioned in a previous year the Rambam's chiddush of kiddush lemafreya. And the Rambam says that even if the Edom did not come on the 30th day, but if they come later, 4 or 5 days later, and they say they saw the moon on the 30th day, so even though originally the month was me'uber because no Edom came, but now lemafreya bezel be mekanesh l'chaydish and make the 30th day rish chaydish. The Minchas Chinuch wants to say that the Makar for the Rambam is this Gemara. This Gemara stims according to the Rambam much better than according to other Rishonim. As able the Minchas Chinuch Zag, this is how he wants to learn. He says, the Philip Shat was saying now, if you Rashi and Taisif Shat, we have a few kashas. First of all, he asks, why, if Midaraisik in Mechal Shabbos in all the months, why did Chazal make this takana that he can't be Mechal Shabbos? Akasha, the Ran already asked the kasha, he already said that maybe they saw a zulzul in the Shabbos if it's not negei la'alacha, but this is the kashin, one kashin the Minchas Chinuch asks. Second kashin the Minchas Chinuch asks is that why is it negei la'alacha if it's negei the Yom Tovim or negei the Rish Chodesh? What's an afkemina? The halacha is whenever the Edom came, that's when you make Rish Chodesh. So if the Edom come the 30th day, you'll make Rish Chodesh the 30th day. If the Edom don't come the 30th day, you make Rish Chodesh the 31st day. What's going to change? Is it takana yesh if that you should say the shemachal Shabbos today that they should make Rish Chodesh the 30th day? Why? And if they don't come, say Mechal Shabbos and so Mechadesh the Chodesh the next day, and that will taka be the Rish Chodesh on Sunday. What's an afkemina? As I effect the Minchas Chinuch, The emphasis, this kasha, before we get to his teretz, is really a shakel of atari in the Gemara early on Daf Chaf. The Gemara early in Daf Chaf discusses the shakel of atari. The Gemara has one sad that avivul, whenever the Edom come, that's when we're going to make her shredish. If that would be the case, then it's not negated to Mechal HaShabbos. That's what the Gemara had such a tzat. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara said there that Adar Asal Mechanisan La'ilam Chaser. Adar Asal Mechanisan, you're always going to make it 29 days. You're always going to make Rishkaidish on the 30th day, no matter what, whether Edom come or not. So the Gemara in one of the Lashainas said like this. Afana Nami Tanina. Ashnei Chadashim Mechal HaShabbos Anisim Al Tishrei. So the Gemara, they asked the following question. If you're going to say it's always chaser, so why should you bother being, if you're going to say zimnim mali, zimnim chaser, why should you bother being mechal? Why don't you just come tomorrow, you'll make the Kiddush tomorrow? In other words, if we're going to have to make the Kiddush today anyway, in the 30th day of Shabbos, now I understand why you're being Mechal. Because Mitzvah L'Kaddish Al Pi Riyah, we're going to have to do it today anyway. If you don't come, we'll do it without the Riyah. If you come, we'll do it with the Riyah. Because of the Mitzvah L'Kaddish Al Pi Riyah, that's a Sibati Mechal Shabbos. Mashenkin, if you're going to say Zimnim Mole Zimnim Chaser, so good, if you're Mechal HaShabbos, we'll make it today. If you're not Mechal HaShabbos, we'll make it tomorrow. What's the point of being Mechal HaShabbos? We'll do it tomorrow. That was what the Gemara said in that Lashon. And then the Gemara said, Ein Hachinami. If the 30th day was on Shabbos, there's no point. But Hachal Mayaskin in the 31st day is on Shabbos. So, Vaita, if you don't come, we're going to have to make a Rish Chedesh with Adedim. And if you do come, we'll make a Rish Chedesh with Adedim. And Mele is the point of being Mechal HaShabbos. So the Gemara Mamish goes with this svar of the Minchas Chinuch, this kasha that he's asking, that what's the point of being Mechal HaShabbos because we'll make an afkimina when Rish Chedesh is, what's the difference? If they come, we'll be Rish Chedesh today. If they don't come, Rish Chedesh tomorrow. What afkimina is there? But that was only the Havman of that Gemara. The Gemara there was, the Maskan of that Gemara was, that it can't be, because it says that when the Mikdash is Kayim, Mechal Nafakum Netakanas HaKarban. There's nothing to do with Mitzvah L'Kaddish Al-Riyah, because Mitzvah L'Kaddish Al-Riyah, it wouldn't make a difference if the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim L'Charev. The Pshat and the Chil is, because the Kanas HaKarban, so Kishtelevek, the right day for when Rish Chedesh is, because Negei to a Karban. And the Gemara says, since all the days are that way, Nisim Vadish is also that way, Vais Deis, the Maskan of the Gemara is, that no, that even though whenever the Edom came, that will be Me'ikra Din Rish Chedesh. So if the Edom come on the 30th day, Rish Chedesh will be Mikra Din on the 30th day. And if the Edom come the 31st day, Rish Chedesh will be Mikra Din the 31st day. But that is Mechayev Echil Shabbos, because the Torah L'chadchila wants Rish Chedesh to be on a Gevissa day. So if it makes an Afkamina La'alacha, like Bizman the Beis HaMikdash for the Karban, or Bizman HaZeh for the Yomtif, so even though if the Edom don't come, so good, it will be the other day. And you'll be able to Mekayim the mitzvah ketikunai. But the Eibishter wanted Be'ikah the mitzvah shemiskayim on the day that the Edom saw the Levana. So that's a Siba for Chil Shabbos. If it's only Negei when it's called Rish Chedesh, but no Halacha will come out because of that, so that's a Vinsig Siba to Mechal Shabbos. If the Pshat is not only Negei which day will be Rish Chedesh, but the Halacha that will come out, even though those halachas will be niskayim on the other day, but that's b'di'evid. That's already more of a starker mitzvah to Mechal HaShabbos on that. That's like that for land in the sugya. But the Milchus Chinuch was bothered by these two kashas. Nachum Ali is bothered by the kasha like the Ran asks, why should Chazal make a halacha not to come if the Torah says that they should come? And he's bothered the other way, why is it negeya if it's a karbin or bayam tayvim? What's the difference? Either day the Edom come, that will be the day you bring the carbon, that will be the day for the Yom Tov. So Zagde Minchas Chinuch, he'll say pshat like this. Behektim that midoraisa, you can stam be Mechal HaShabbos, even if it's not negated to anything. That's the first thing. That's what the Torah says, it can be Mechal HaShabbos in order for the Edom to come, to make a Kiddush or Shkodesh, even if it's not negated to anything. Then midoraisa. But midorabanan, they didn't allow a Chil Shabbos if there'll be absolutely no nafkamina. And not only no nafkamina lahalacha, but no nafkamina even the day where Shkodesh will come out. Because that's where Kiddush L'Mafreya comes in. If the Edom saw the moon on the 30th day, and it was Shabbos, and they didn't come then, and they come the next day, on Sunday, and they made it to Bezdin, and Bezdin is Mekadosh L'Chodesh L'Mefreyah. L'fi the Rambam, that Bezdin can Mekadosh L'Mefreyah, and could say, even though we were Ma'abed L'Chodesh to the 31st day, but now, no. Really, we're going to make that now the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh, today, Sunday, is really the second day of the month. And then Mekadosh L'Mefreyah, Edom did not come on Shabbos, but when they came on Sunday, we can make Shabbos Rosh Chodesh L'Mefreyah. So, there we understand a little bit why Chazal didn't want them to Mechal Shabbos. Because whatever they're going to do on Shabbos, they could do on Sunday, and the same thing's going to happen. The Kiddush HaChodesh will be there. Zaktim in Cheskinich, Midaraisa doesn't matter. Midaraisa, the whole thing is Hutra. Midaraisa, they could come even on Shabbos, even if they could do the same thing on Sunday, and be Mekadosh L'Mefreyah. Midaraisa to Mekadosh B'Zmanai is Daicha Shabbos. The Rabbanan, hey, yes, it's going to be the exact same thing. They're just going to be Mekadosh L'Mefreyah. Mainly, you can't be Mechal Shabbos. So, B'Zman the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, it's Yenegei. Because if they would come on Shabbos, and we'd make Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so we'd bring a carbon Rosh Chodesh. Mashengen, if they come Sunday, we're not going to make Sunday Rosh Chodesh, because they're going to come Sunday and be made that they saw the Levan on the 30th day. We'll make a Kiddush L'Mefreyah. So we'll make Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and Mimela, we won't have a carbon Rosh Chodesh that month. That we don't want to have. So since me, there I see a lot of be Mechal Shabbos for a Kiddush HaChodesh. So we don't want to tell them, no, come Sunday, we'll just be Mekadosh L'Mefreyah. Because if they come Sunday, we'll Mekadosh L'Mefreyah, we're going to miss out the carbon. So Mimela, we tell them to come on Shabbos. Mashen came Mishachara Vesa Mikdash. So every other month, besides for Nisan and Tishrei, what's the difference if they come Shabbos or Sunday? It's mamish no nafgimina. They'll come Shabbos, we'll make Shabbos or Shredish. They'll come Sunday, we'll make Shabbos or Shredish on Sunday, l'mefreya. So mainly we don't want them to come. So why don't we say the same Cheshbon, Nisan and Tishrei? Why don't we say by Nisan and Tishrei also the same Cheshbon, that even if they don't come Shabbos, so they'll come Sunday and we'll make Shabbos or Shredish. What's an nafgimina? The Teretz is, because the Shluchim are Yetzim. By Nisan and Tishrei, we need the Shluchim to go out. The Shluchim can't go out on Meitzah Shabbos because they didn't hear them say Mekadosh. The Shluchim are going to have to wait until the Edom come on Sunday, and they're going to have to wait till the Edom come on Sunday and be made that Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. The Meli takes care of Taisa's problem also. You don't have to be matchik and say that it's Tam Gzeiru the 31st day after the 30th day. According to Taisa, when they come on Sunday, you're making Sunday Rosh Chodesh, so it's Pasha, you already know Meitzah Shabbos, you're making Sunday Rosh Chodesh. There's no makom to tell them to wait. You have to make a gzeira. Mashen came, according to the Rambam, the Mekadosh L'Mefreyah, so the pshat is if they come on Shabbos, so we're going to say on Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, the Shluchim will go on Meitzah Shabbos. If they come on Sunday, we're going to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh L'Mefreyah and say that Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh on Sunday. But they have to wait till we do that because they don't know for sure if the Edom will be Niskayim. So by the other months, thus alone, they know about the Edom. The Edom come right to Shabbos. They know the Edom are coming. They know the moon is visible. They can leave already. They could assume that Bez will be Mekadosh L'Mefreyah tomorrow. Mashenke, Nisan, and Tishrei, they can't do that. They have to wait till Bez says it's Mekadosh. Till Bez says which day is Mekadosh. Till Bez is Mekadosh Shabbos L'Mefreyah. And Memela, they won't be able to go out. So since you have this gain that the Shluchim were going to go out earlier, so even though we're not Mechal Shabbos to make the Shluchim go an extra day, the Shluchim can't be Mechal Shabbos when they go, but the Edom anyway allowed to be Mechal Shabbos Midaraisa. Now, Midarabonin, if there's mamish, no reason, Midarabonin said, don't be Mechal Shabbos, come tomorrow, and it'll be just as good, it'll be Mechadosh Chodesh L'Mefreyah tomorrow. Mashenke, Nisan, and Tishrei, because the Shluchim are going to be missing a day, so Chazal said, no, come on Shabbos, so that the Shluchim won't be missing a day, so more people in the Geula will be able to hear about Rosh Chodesh. That's a shtickle from the Milchus Chinuch, according to the Rambam of Kiddush L'Mefreyah. And now let's go right to the Gemara and Daf Chav Beis. The Mishnah Daf Chav Beis, Ovu B'noi Shiroos HaChodesh Eilechu. If a father and son see the Levanim, they should go to Eidus. Lo yishim etzdarfim zem zeh. Not that they etzdarf with each other, because kravim are pasul for Eidus HaChodesh. So if the Eidim are kravim zeh lezeh, just like that's absul by all other Eidus HaBetayra, that's also absul Eidus HaChodesh. El Hashem yipasul echmem etzdarf esheni amacher. If one of them become pasul, then the other one can at least etzdarf with the acher. Rashi learns Yikashal B'Pivka Shivigtu, that when the Beit Kim will say the wrong thing. So the Pshat is the Av and the Benoi, they won't shtim together, because one of them is going to say the wrong thing. But there'll be a third aid, and that would shtim with one of them. And in Mele, you'll have an aidus of those two, the third aid together with the one that shtims with the third aid. The Rambam says, if Salu means that they'll find the Psul on him. They'll find out that he's a Gazlan, whatever it is, that he's Pasul Eidus. And in Mele, he won't be able to say Eidus, so whoever the Kosher one will be able to mitzdarif with the third one. The Gemara brings Reb Shimon, that Avu B'nai V'chol HaKreivim K'sheim L'Eidus Chedish, that he holds that the Avu B'nai HaKosher for Eidus Chedish. And the Gemara brings the Maisa, Amr Ab Yesi Maisa B'Tuvia Reife, Shiraz HaKedish Yishlaim Hu B'nai V'Avdei Meshuchar. Tuvia Reife with his son and his Eved Meshuchar saw the Chedish, they saw the Levana. The Kiblu Akanim Oisev Es B'nai, because they hold like Reb Shimon that Kreivim HaKosher. U'Pasle Es Avdei, but they passle the Eved. Taisa's Mazb, it's the same Shita. Shimon learns that from the Pasuk, HaChaydish Ezel Lachem, HaChaydish Ezel Lachem, Eidazu Tek Sheri Bechem. That Hashem talked to Moshe and Aaron, he told them, HaChaydish Ezel Lachem, and they were craven, they were brothers, and Eidazu Tek Sheri Lachem, the Eidah should be kosher with brothers. So who then he learns out that you need Lachem, you need Miyuchasim. Ha'evid Meshuchar is not a Miyuchas, he wasn't born kosher, so Mele felt the Miyuchas, he's missing Yichas. And Meli is not Kachem, so you learn in a Chaydish Hazel Lachem, it has to be like you. And they're born and old. No, that's not the Pshat in the Pasuk. You learn that from the Eidazay to Mesur Lachem, that's Masa to Bezdin, whatever Bezdin wants. And the Bezdin has to Makadish a Chaydish, and nothing to do with what the Eidim are. So the Bezdin Shilkanim held like Reb Shimon, that Kravim Apostle, because he learned that from Lachem, and Melim, Evid Meshuchu is not Meuchas Feltim Lachem, and Meli is Apostle. But the Bezdin Sanhedrin held their Abanan. That the apostle, the Eved, the Avu B'nai apostle, and because he doesn't dash in the pasuk, and the Eved Meshuchar is kosher, just like his kosher for all Eidus. Ad kan, the Mishnah and the Gemara. So the Milchus Chinuch asks the kasha, which Bemis is Mechavin to Friedrich, the Rishonim, ready, different Rishonim speak about this kasha. What happened to the din of Nimsa Echemem Karv Apostle Eidusim B'Tela? When the Avu B'nai came, Tuvia Reifi B'nai, why isn't there a psul of Nimsa Echemem Karv Apostle Eidusim B'Tela? Klal, another aid is that if one aid is parcel, so even though the other ksheim, they're the two ksheim, but from the pasuk up, ishnayim u'shloisha aidim, just like by two aidim, if one of them is karev apostle, the whole aid is bottle. So by three aidim also, if one is karev apostle, the aid is bottle. Who a din if two aidim are karevim zelazeh, and you have a third aid, there's a din if nimsechem karev apostle, edusim b'teila. So how could this be good? What happened to the psul of nimsechem karev apostle, edusim b'teila? So like we said, Rishonim already asked this kasha. The Meiri over here asked this kasha, what am din of Nimsechem and Karev Apostle Edusim B'Tela? And the Meiri says that that's only when they're planning on saying Edus, when the Psulim are planning on saying Edus with the Ksherim. The Mechavim to say Edus together with the Ksherim. And here it must be that they weren't planning on saying Edus together. And then he brings the Shita which holds that even if they're not planning on saying Edus together, by Dina Nefashis is still a psul of Nimsechem Kriv Apostle Dusim B'Tela. He says you have to say according to that Shita that Eidus Chaydish they were more makel than Dina Nefashis, and you only have a psul of Nimsechem Kriv Apostle when they're planning on saying Eidus together. He's not Mepharish exactly where he gets it from. There's a Taisus Rid in Bava Basra which goes into the big Machlokes Rishonim there. The Shita's Rishbam there is, just seeing the Eidus together alone makes a Nimsechem and Karev Apostle Eidusim B'Tela. The fact that the Ksheim and the Psulim see the Eidus together, the Psulim passel the Ksheim. That's the Rishbam Shita over there in Vava Basra. Really, there's a lot of kashas on the Rishbam. He's machriach that know when they see together, they don't become passel, they have to actually be made. And this is one of the kashas he has. If you're going to say seeing together is a psul, so then here there should be a psul because they saw the Eidus together. The Avu B'nai saw the Eidus together. They both should be pasul. Elamai, they have to be made together also. And here they're not made together. This is a Teis written by the Mashuk of Yudalad. It's also a Sefer Mechriya, Perich Hafei. He says, come out the same Shtikl Teir. In the middle of the Shtikl, he brings this as one of the Rayas that seeing together is a pasul. They have to actually be made together. In the Mishnayis, there's a Hagoyis Divir Shol from Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin that brings his Taisus Rid, and he asks Akasha, what do you mean The only, what do you mean? What's the Tais Rid saying that is a Rai from here that seeing together is not enough? They have to be made together. They were made together. They were made together in the Bezin Shel Kahanim. When they first came to the Bezin Shel Kahanim, they were made together. Why wouldn't that already make a psul of Nimsa Akarev Apostle? The Avu B'nai were made together in the Bezin Shel Kahanim. So how is he being Miyashiv? He has a kash on the Rishban. How could you say seeing together makes a psul? You see from the Gemara here, you don't have a psul, you don't have a din of Nimsa Akarev Dazusim B'teilo. Vice they seeing together is not enough, you have to be made together. Here they were made together also. They're made together in the Bezin Shel Kahanim. Now I want to be Meisa for Kasha. Lefi Rashi that says a Loshin that im Yipasl Echemem Yitzdarim Fashenim Achem means im Yipasl Echemem Bibidikis. So then Vaita they're made together. If the Avu B'nai come, and the reason why they're coming is because in case one of them becomes Pasl, the other one will be Mitzdarim with the Acher. So even without the Bezin Shel Kahanim, Stam, the Mishnah is Mefurish that they made it together. One of them becomes possible with Bedikas, the other is Mitzdarif and Macher. Why is they even made it together? You know, the din of Nimsa Echokrev and also Ledusim Betela. What's the Pshat? Well, Chayim, you can answer, and this is what the stipler says first, that they're not made Techadei Dibur. Made together means Techadei Dibur. And they're not being made in the Bezin Shel Kahanim, they weren't made Techadei Dibur. The Avu B'nai that are coming together, they're not being made Techadei Dibur. You need Techadei Dibur to passel. As a mahalach, he could say. Taiz and Makis, even though he holds that the re alone doesn't pass, you need a goddess Eidus, but he's mashmi, you don't need Eidus of Teichedei Dibur. As long as it came to Bezdin, then Mitztaref and they become Karev Apostle. So it could be you can answer like this that Legami de Kasha to Bezdin Shel Kahanim, did a stipler says another Teirat, that the Bezdin Shel Kahanim Bechlal wasn't a Bezdin. It wasn't an Eidus Bechlal. He asked, what was the Bezin Shel Kahanim doing, Bechlal? Why were they coming to the Bezin Shel Kahanim? Were they supposed to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh? So why didn't they? Teretz says, you need a Bezin HaGadol. They came to the regular Bezin. The Bezin Shel Kahanim. Bezin Shel Kahanim was just there to answer Shailas. They were just discussing with them what, how it would work. And they pask in the Shaila that these are Kasha and these are Apostle. They said they weren't Mekabel the Pesach. They wanted to hear what the Bezin HaGadol has to say. And they said, if I can't the Pesach. But the Bezin Shel Kahanim wasn't Eidus Bechlal. I say you can learn, and about my kasha im yifslu echemem, you could say like the Rambam that we spoke out. The yifslu means that he never got to say the edus. They passed them before he got to say the edus. They said that one of them was a ganav, and male the other ones mistarif ma'achet. But lemaisa, we still have shver the taisis ritz kasha and the rishbam. Told you need to be made together. So like we said, could be the word made b'tech de dibur, could be the bechlal were made together. If you hold the Riyah alone passels, and this is the Tezis Ritz Kasha, so here you have a Riyah. So the stipler brings a Teretz from the Bnei Tzion that he says, a Chiddush, not like the Rishayim Ali Tezis Ritz in the Meiri, that Neman is a din of Nimsech and Mekarev Apostle, the Gabe Eidus HaChiddush, but a Chiddush that there's no din b'chlal of Nimsech and Mekarev Apostle, the Gabe Eidus HaChiddush klal. There's no such halacha. Hashayla is why. L'chayr, we have a din that you need Kasher Eidus. The Mishnah is saying he kasher edus, so why shouldn't there be a din of Nimsei Akarev Apostle also? Hazak Dibnei Tzion, a very interesting cheshbon. He says, when the edus are coming to be made, they're not coming to be made that there is a moon. We know there's a moon. They're not even coming to be made that the moon is visible. Bezin knows up cheshbon that the moon was visible. They're not being made the moon is visible, because that we know. We can figure out up cheshbon when the moon is visible. We know the moon is visible. So what are they being made? They're being made that they saw the moon. They're being made on themselves. They're not being made on the moon. They're being made on themselves. So Kumtais are not saying the same Eidus. The first one's being made, he saw the moon. The second one's being made, and he saw the moon. They're not saying the same Eidus. Nimsech and Karev Apostles of Pshat, when the Karev and the when the Apostle and the Karev together, the Kosh are saying the same Eidus. They're both saying Uvin killed Shimon. They're both saying Uvin borrowed money from Shimon. If one of them's Apostle, the whole Eidus is bottle. But here, they're not both saying there's a moon. We know there's a moon. Reuven saying that Reuven saw the moon. Shimon saying Shimon saw the moon. They're not saying the same Eidus. It can't be Nimsech and Karev Apostle. That's a Bnei Tzion's cheshvan. Charif is tikka pshat. But the disciple is very bothered with it. And the charif is taka very shver. First of all, if they're not being made on the moon, they're being made that they saw the moon, so we don't have to weigh them. We don't have to weigh them this guy saw the moon. We don't have to weigh them that guy saw the moon. So the charif don't have to weigh them at anything. If you need two people should see the moon, see, you need two Eidim saying Reuven saw the moon, and two Eidim saying Shimon saw the moon. If Reuven's only saying that Reuven saw the moon, and Shimon's only saying that Shimon saw the moon, so you don't have two Eidim on Reuven, you don't have two Eidim on Shimon. Kaya v'chlal shouldn't be an edus v'chlal. Now, Zayvi, we have the Gemara with Shnei Chazaka, the Gemara in Bava Kama, that says, if you have two edim being made, that he ate one year of Chazaka, and another two edim made a second year, another two edim in the third year, so that's against a shal in the Gemara, that's mitzdar for an edus, that according to the Rabbanan, it's mitzdar for an edus, we don't call that a chatzi davar, for whatever reason, the sugya over there. But if you have one aid that says that he ate a year, and another aid that said he ate a different year, so that's not mitzdar for an edus. You don't have to aid them on anything. If you're going to say that the edus is, the Reuven's edus is just that Reuven saw the moon, not that there is a moon, so you don't have to aid them on that. Elam Isaac the stipla, avada being made that there is a moon. Now that's exer sakasov. Even though we know there's a moon, and even though we know that the moon is visible, but the Xeris Sakasiv is you can't be Makadish the Chaydish Alpi Cheshbin by calculating and figuring out the moon is visible. That's not a reason to be Makadish the Chaydish. You have to see it. Either Bezin has to see it, or Edom have to see it and tell Bezin that you saw it. There has to be a Ria Salavana. But what are they being made? Not that there was a Ria, they're being made there was a Levana. In other words, the information that we have that there's a Levana has to come not on Yedei Cheshbin, it has to come on Yedei Ria. But what they're being Makadish to us is not that there was a Ria. The Mechadish that there was a Levana. Now we know that there was a Levana Al Yedei Ria, not just Al Yedei Cheshbin. Avadan asked the Pashtas. So Mele Avadan L'Chayr, should be a din of Nims Echem Krayv Apostle. So Vayit Tishrei, if you hold that the Ria itself makes a Psul of Nims Echem Krayv Apostle, as long as you had a Ria of Ksheim and Psulim, why should that Apostle the Ksheir? So the Stipler says a Teretz, who says you had a Ria together? Ria Apostles means that if they see the, together the Edus. But if, let's say, the Av saw it at one time, and then he went into the house and he sent the Ben out, and the Ben saw it at a different time, so it's not a Riyah together, they're not mitzdarif with the Riyah to make a psul of Nim Sechem Karev Apostle. That's a stipulous teretz. Now, I got a saw in the Minchas Chinuch, he discusses if Bechal, if Edus Miyachedus works. There's a Gemara, a Mishnah in Makas Davavim in Beis that says the following, that says, if you have, it's a Gemara in Makas Davavim in Beis, if you have two Edim, that saw Fadine and Nefashis from two different windows, they didn't see each other, or they saw it two different times, let's say by Bayla Sa'erva, they saw Bayla Sa'erva two different times, Fadine and Nefashis is no good. The Edom have to be able to see it together. That's called Edus Miyachedus. Fadine and Nefashis is no good. Fadine Mamanis, the Gemara says it works. Fadine Mamanis, it works. Even if they saw it at two different times, they can mitzdayev to become an Edus. That is a machlokes. What about all other ideas, like edus of isha lebaila, kedusha and gerishin? That's not din in nefashis, not din in mamonis. So machlokes brought in the Beis Yosef and Siman Lamed and Chayshim Mishpat that some say it's dafka din in nefashis as possible. All the ideas shebetaya edus michedus is kasher, and some say faker dafka din in mamonis is kasher. All other ideas is possible. Hilchas Chinuch wants to say. And it'll be totally also an Edus HaChaydish. Like the sheet that a Dafka Din and a Farshis is possible, everything else is kosher. Who then Edus HaChaydish should be kosher? But like the sheet is that Fakert, that Din and Mominus is the only one that's kosher, and for all of the Edus it's possible. So then Edus HaChaydish also would be possible. But L'Chayr, it's a Pel. So according to the Minchas Chinuch, before the Pel, according to the Minchas Chinuch, the stipulous teretz wouldn't shtim if you hold like the sheet that says edus miyachedus is only kasher by mamonis, it's possible for all other edus. So melehud and edus nachaydish. So you can't give a teretz on the Rishbam that the ria that wasn't the ria the same time because that stam would be possible. But l'chayr it's a pelot of minchas chinuch, and I saw this in the shekel akaydish of Chaim Knievsky. The Mishnah is mafurish that edus miyachedus works. The Mishnah says avu b'noy letzras achaydish. Should both come, not that the mitzdayev zem zeh, but they could be mitzdayev with someone else. That someone else didn't see it together with them, they don't even know about him. Vaisteis, they can mitzdayev with someone else, even if they saw it at a different time. Vaisteis, klar, that there's no psul of edus miyachedus, but kiddush achaydish. However, you're going to learn why, if you hold it's a psul by everything except for dinei mamonis, why it's possible, why it's kasher by kiddush achaydish, but that's klar in the Mishnah, it's kasher by kiddush achaydish. And male, it's very good, the stipulous teretz, that you can learn. That even if the Ria also has a din of Nimsa Karev Apostle, it's dafka when the Ria was together. But here, who says the Ria was together? The Av and B'nai have seen it at different times. Could be the Tezrid who asked the Kasha, held that the Pashas HaMishn is that the Av and B'nai was Ra HaSachaydish. The Tuvia Reifa was Ra, who, B'nai, the Av and Meshuchar, was the same time. But the disciple says, you don't have to learn that way, you can learn it was different times. Bahi and Yana, the Minchas Chinuch discusses other psulim that's not mentioned in the Mishnayis, if there also would be possible of Eidus HaChadosh. Interesting stuff. One thing he discusses, what about Negei Bedavar? We know by Eidus is usually a psul of Negei Bedavar. Would there be a psul of Negei Bedavar by Eidus HaChadosh? L'mashal. He says a couple of cases. I'll tell you a partial case. Let's say somebody made a deal with his friend. If you don't pay me money by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I get your field. That was the deal. It wasn't an asmachta. It works. It's chal. If you don't pay me back by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I get your field. That's the mashkin. Now, he comes and he's made that he saw the moon on the 30th day of Adar to make Rosh Chodesh Nisan a day earlier, so Mel will be able to get the field. And then, but that night, the guy already paid him back. So, if his Eidus is Niskayim, so the guy paid him too late. He said, by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the guy already paid him on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was too late. Masha'en Kain, if his Eidus, if he doesn't come to say this, and Bezos Ma'abed Chodesh, so then he doesn't get the field. So he's Negei Bedavar. Namal is a psul of Negei Bedavar by Dina Mamanis. Is there such a psul by Kiddush HaChodesh? So the Menachas Chinuch says, there is such a psul. There's two reasons why there's a psul Negei. Either there's a time of a chash meshaker, or there's a time of karev. It's a chayshemish with similar mitzayim. So he says, if it's al chash meshaker, you see that we pasul the psulim. So you see, who would the Negei Bedavar? Would also be pasul. And if it's Alts Kravim, the Kravim is Pasul Fedis HaChadosh, so Mel HaKarev would also be a problem. And by me, it's not so Pashit. If you hold it as Shash Meshaker, it's not so Pashit they made a Psul of Shash Meshaker by Kiddush HaChadosh, where there's a din of Atem and Filoshegim, we don't have to be Chayshish V'Sheker, Vesachlisht. That could be, but that he says that there's a Psul Karev here, I would think in Svar there is no Psul Karev, because if the Kravim Zelazeh, that's a Psul Karev. Mashain Kain, by Negei Bedavar, by Dine Mamanis, the Shail is on Mamanis. So Mel, if you're also Negei Bedavar, so it's Keili being made on yourself, that's a Psul Karev, because you're also a Baal Dover over here. So your Eidus is Negei to yourself, you become a Psul Karev on the Eidus. But that's when the Eidus is an Eidus be Negei to Mamanis. But here it's the Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh. I can hear a svar that by definition it's not called the Eidus on yourself. Even though you're negated to the Kiddush HaChodesh, but you're not a Baal Dover in the Shmuz of Kiddush HaChodesh. It's a Shmuz if it's Rosh Chodesh or not. You can't be, by definition, you can't be a Baal Dover. In the Inyan of Dine Mamanis, as long as you're negated to the Dine Mamanis, you become a Baal Dover. It's an Eidus on yourself. But in the Inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh, by me, it's a big Kiddush HaSalik to Menachas Chinuch. I would think, even if it's negated to you, you're not a Karev to the Kiddush HaChodesh. It's Arachim Mezeh. Also, the Menachas Chinuch has a shmuz about Eidus Shiat Yachal Azima. Is there a psul of Eidus Shiat Yachal Azima by Kiddush HaChodesh? Normally, there's a din by Eidus that has to be possible to be mazim the Eidim. If it's impossible to be mazim the Eidim, that's a psul in the Eidus, Eidus Shiat Yachal Azima. So he wants to be toilet in a two terutzim of Tosfos, Makis Daf Beis Amud Aleph. There it says, you have Eidus of Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, the Mishnah that it talks about. Eidim HaMeyeh, that a Kohen is a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, is Pasul Lakuna. The Mishnah says that they don't get Kasha Zama if they become Zayman, they get Malkus Arboim. There's no Kasha Zama, the Gemara is a limit from a Pasuk, and you learn that from a different Pasuk, that when there's no Kasha Zama, you get Malkus for saying Eidus Sheker. So Taisus asks the Kasha, if there's no Kasha Zomam, why isn't it an Eidus Shiat Yachal Azima? How could they be made that someone's a Megusha Ben Chalutza should be Eidus Shiat Yachal Azima? So Taisus has two terutz. One terutz is that Malkus is a kiyum of Kasha Zomam. And the male is called Yachal Azima, because since they get Malkus, if they're Mazim, Malkus is a kiyum of Kasha Zomam. That's the first terutz of Taisus. Second terutz of Taisus is that an Eidus, which the Eidus by its very definition doesn't lend itself to Azama, such an Eidus is not Bechlal, the Eidus of Parashav Azama, and on such an Eidus there is no Psul of Eidus Shiat Yachal Azim. So mainly, even though Malkus is not a Kiyum of Kasha Zama, but since the Eidus Ben Gerusha by its definition is impossible to have Azama, so that Eidus doesn't need Yachal Azim. If you have another Eidus of Mammon, of Malkus, of Nefashis, when normally that Eidus is Yachal Azima, and in this case, B'mikra, it's not Yachal Azima, so that's a Psul. Mashenkin, if the Eidus, this particular Eidus, by definition, is never Yachal Azima, that's not in the parish of Azama, those Eidus you don't need Yachal Azima. Tain the Minchas Chinuch will be telling these two terutzim. He says, L'chayra, if someone says Pasul, if someone says false Eidus for Kiddush HaChayidish, L'chayra gets Malkus. Achayach Kasha Zoma, L'chayra gets Malkus. So Mamela, Zakta Minchas Chinuch. So like the first Teretz of Taisus, Avad, you'll need Yachal Azima. Because it's Chayach Azom, it's Chayach Malkus. So if the mikra, for whatever reason, would come at a case where the Eidus would be Ein Yachal Azima, so in such a case, they'd be possible Eidus. Mashaken, according to the second Teretz, that Malkus is not a Kiyam of Kasha Zoma. So Eidus Sheet Yachal Azima, by the definition, is never Chayach Kasha Zoma. There's no Kasha Zoma. What's the Kasha Zoma? They don't want to do anything. They wanted to make the Chayidish a day early. Mamela, that Eidus would then be Mufkan Be'etzim from the parish of Kasha Zoma. Who would need Eidus Hit Yachal Azima? That's a shtickel from the Minchas Chinuch. So, Geshmak a shtickel. Lamais Rabbi Kivegin the Chuvis and Simon Kufay and Vav, he names on that there is no Malkus by Eidus Achaydish either. He says, the Malkus, you need the Azar of Lysana Bereacha Eid Shaker. That's the law that the Eidur. Tainant Rabbi Kivega, you're not being Sana Bereacha. You're not saying Eidus on your friend. You're saying Eidus about the moon. Saying Eidus about the moon is not Lysana Bereacha. Since it's not Lysana Bereacha, it's not Shaykh to get Malkus Bechlal. So Tainant Rabbi Kivega like this. Even the first Teretz of Taisus holds of the Yisoid that if the Eidus is Bechlal Mufka from the parish of Kasha Zomam, you don't need Eidus Shit Yachal Azima. So Mamela, just Taisus holds that Malkus is a king of Kasha Zomam. So that's why it isn't the parish of Azomam. You can get Malkus. So in this case, we won't get Malkus either, on the whole Eidus is not Shaykh Malkus, so everyone will be maskim to the second Teretz, and Mamela need Eidus Shit Yachal Azima, because it's B'chal not Shaykh Azama. Rabbi Kveg is naming on that you don't get Malkus. The Ar Achrayim, Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Basar Kuf Yudalid, and the Stipe, and other Achrayim say, it's not Mukh Rabbi Kveg, you could say like the Minchas Chinuch, that it is called Bereyacha, you're being made on Klal Yisrael, you're forcing Klal Yisrael to keep the Yom Tovim a different day, it's called Lisana Bereyacha. Declare, the Achrayim point out, the Stipe, and other Achrayim, that there is a Klorish Shittas Rishayim that does hold as a psul of Eidus Shit Yachal Azima by Kiddush HaChodesh. You really can't say in all the Rishayim like Rabbi Kivega that's not Shayach Azama and there's no such psul as Eidus Shit Yachal Azima. Because there's a din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. You can't have someone who's an Eid and a Dayan at the same time. And Taisus brings down a Shita, it's in the beginning of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah, it's in other places, that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, the reason is because of Eid Shit Yachal Azima. If the Eid himself is a Dayan, he won't be able to Mekabel Azama on himself. So it's Eid Shit Yachal Azima. That's Taisus' Shita. Boy, he's a big beer. But Lamai said, that's the Shita. So the din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan in the beginning of the third parak of Rosh Hashanah was said to be Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Shita that holds that the reason for Ein Eid Nasa Dayan is because of Eidus Shit Yachal Azima, that Shita Zicha holds is the din of Eidus Shit Yachal Azima by Kiddush HaChodesh. So you're going to have to say one of two things. Either you're going to have to say that he holds like the Minchas Chinuch, that there is Malkus by Kiddush HaChodesh, and he holds like the first Teretz of Taisus and Malkus that Malkus is the Kiyum of Kasha Zomam. So it's Shayach, the Inyan of Kasha Zomam, Bekiddush HaChodesh, to Malkus. That's one possibility. Or you could say a different possibility, where there's a Machlokes, the Beis Halevi, the Neid of Yehuda, that the Neid of Yehuda names on like the Minchas Chinuch, that any Eidus which is not Shayach HaZomam, you don't need Eidus Shit Yachal Azima. And Rabbi Kivega also in the Tshuva Kufay and Vav holds that way. But the Beis HaLevi, Chelek Gimel Simen Vav, he holds this two aspects of Eidus Shit Yachal Azima. It's possible to give them the punishment of Azama, which that's only Shayach if that Sug Eidus has a punishment of Azama, and it's just here, B'mikru, you don't have, it's not possible to give them the punishment. But if the Sug Eidus doesn't have a punishment of Kash Azama, that's called, you don't need Eidus Shit Yachal Azima for that Sug Eidus. But that's for the punishment of Azama. There's also another thing. The Eidus has to be able to be nisbatal al yedei hazama. You have to be able to be mevatal the Eidus al yedei hazama. And that would apply to all Eidus, because even if you don't give him the punishment of kash hazama, but if Eidim mazimim come, the Eidus is batal. So there, the Beis Halevi names on, even if it's not possible the punishment of kash hazama, so you won't need Eidus Shit Yachal Azima, because this Sug Eidus doesn't have such a punishment, but you would need Eidus Shit Yachal Azima to be mevatel the idea zama. So that's what you could say, that the reason why Eidei Nasa Dayan is because the Dayan won't be mekabel mazimin to be mevatel his Eidus, because it's his own Eidus. That's the second possibility. So Levi says over there a third thing, that even if there's no din of Eidus Yitiyachal Azima by Kiddush HaChadosh, but still you'd say Eidei Nasa Dayan because Mishpat Echad Yilachem. Because since in other Eidus, you don't have the Eidei Nasa Dayan, because there's a problem of Eidus Yitiyachal Azima. So who in the Kiddush HaChadosh would have the same din, even though it doesn't have the psul of Eidus Yitiyachal Azima because of Mishpat Echad? Kopanim, according to that Rishon that holds that Eidei Nasa Dayan is because of Eidus Yitiyachal Azima, in him, Yizicha have to say that Bekiddush HaChadosh is a din of Eidus Yitiyachal Azima. There's a very interesting shaila from the Minchas Chinuch, that if Lefi this tzad that you need Yachal Azima, he clears his Amin shaila. Let's say you have Edom that were born on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. 13 years later, they come, it's the 30th day of Adar, and they want to say Eidus that they saw the moon. So, if you're Mekabel them, so then they're Gedolim. So Bezin has every right to makabel this Eidus. You don't say the Ketanim, because we don't know that the Ketanim. If their Eidus is good, then they're Gedolim. Then I'm afraid they're Gedolim. So that's called Gedolim saying Eidus, and merely can makabel their Eidus. So that the Minchas Chinuch and Chassant is Zach. The Minchas Chinuch is Ma'ir, Lamais, it's the Eidus Yit Yachal Azima. Because let's say Mazimim come, and then Mazim them, and they say, Manu Yisem. So come to Eidus, I'm afraid the Chaydish is not Chal. Kumtais l'chaydish is not chal. So mamel they were ketanim. So mamel they can't get a punishment. They're ketanim. So that's why it should be eidish iyat yachal azima. That's what the Minchas Chinuch declares. He says, so that's what it's telling you. If you're going to hold, you need eidish iyat yachal azima. L'chayy they're not yachal azima, because if you mazim them, then I'm afraid they're ketanim. I'm afraid it's not an eidus. It's dafk if you hold it. You don't need eidish iyat yachal azima, then bezin can mekabel them. He says that the Bezdin wouldn't be mechuyif to mekabel them. Bezdin could say if they want, they're ketanim. I don't have to listen to them. And the Melech, since they're ketanim, so not mechuyif. It's up to Bezdin. If Bezdin wants to mekabel them, so I'm afraid they're going to be gedolim, so Bezdin can do that. If Bezdin doesn't want to be mekabel them, so Bezdin could say, you're ketanim, we don't have to be mekabel. And then the chaydeh should be me'uber. That's what the Minchas Chinuch is. I saw another interesting shaila in Reb Shmuel Rizovsky in the Zichron Shmuel that he says if you can need Eidus Yitiyachal Azima, so how could it work if the Eidim are Mechal and Shabbos? When you have every case where the Eidim are Mechal and Shabbos to say Eidus, and they're being Seimach on the din of Ashatik Raisim Amayadam, that you can Mechal and Shabbos to say Eidus. So how is this going to work? If you're ever going to be Mazim these Eidim, so Kumdes Lamafreya, they're liars. So the Chil Shabbos, Kumtais was Mamash Chil Shabbos. So that would make them puzzle. That would make them puzzle Eidus. If the puzzle Eidus is Ken Eidus Nisht, is a Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Vav that says that if you have Eide Gneva and Eide Tvicha, and they were first Muslim on the Gneva, so then they don't have to pay Dalat Vehei for being Muslim on the Tvicha, because it comes out that the Eidus Tvicha, they were puzzle. The Ken Eidus Nisht, Mafreyu Nifsal, and Memela, They don't have to pay Eidus on the Tvicha. That's what the Gemara is Mavur. So here also, if you mazim them, so kumtais, you find out l'mafreya that they're possible, because the Chil Shabbos with that and he had to, they didn't see the moon. So mele, since the Mechal Shabbos, they're possible. So kumtais, any time the Mechal Shabbos, they say the Eidus, why isn't it Eidus Yitiyachal Azima? He says, according to Bekvega, it's good. Bekvega holds that Eidus and Chaydish doesn't need Eidus Yitiyachal Azima. He wants the Klai to say that maybe the Pshan is in these Yesh Mefarshim that say that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan is because of Eidus Yitiyachal Azima, they mean like we said over from the base of Levi, that it has to be in his battle on Yedei Azama. So anyway, there's no punishment. Well, never mind, like Rabbi Kivega, there is no Malkus by Eidus HaChaydish. The reason why there's a din of Eidus Yitiyachal Azima is because you have to have to battle Yedei Azama. So there is not a problem that they will Mechal Shabbos first. Because Lamaisa, the Eidus is in this battle, Yedei Azama. So, Mel, that's why it's an Eidus Yitiyachal Azima. That's a shtickle from Shmuel Rizovsky.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.